Padre Pio famously called the rosary his weapon. Well, in today's video, we explore the profound effects of this powerful weapon bestowed upon us by Our Lady. It's a story that reveals how the rosary can even liberate countries from communist oppression. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we begin, we have a special invitation for you this November, but more on that at the end of the video. Now let's dive into today's story. As mentioned in the introduction, Padre Pio referred to the rosary as his weapon, and this was not an exaggeration. Of course, he did not intend to cause physical harm by wielding the rosary around. No, he had spiritual warfare in mind. To exemplify just how powerful praying the rosary can be, today we'll explore a historical account involving a man who took the message of Our Lady of Fatima to heart, Father Petrus Pavlicek, the founder of the Crusade of Reparation of the Holy Rosary for Peace in the World. Listen to this. In the years following World War II, Austria was divided by the Allies. The eastern half of the country, including the capital city of Vienna, came under Soviet control. The Viennese endured the hardships and oppressions of communism. In 1946, burdened by his country's struggles, Father Petrus Pavlicek embarked on a pilgrimage to Mariazell, Austria's principal Marian shrine. Little did he know he was about to receive an important task. While deeply immersed in prayer before the image of Our Lady above the high altar, Father Petrus Pavlicek heard a clear voice saying, "Do as I say, and there will be peace." These words reminded him of the message of Fatima, where Our Lady emphasized that the actions of men alone would not suffice. She offered the rosary as a means to bring about peace and salvation, promising that if her requests were heeded, many souls would be saved and peace would prevail. So, in 1947, with his country at the mercy of the atheistic Soviet government, Father Pavlicek took action. He began gathering people all across Soviet-controlled Austria on the 13th of each month to pray the rosary in public. He called it the Holy Rosary Crusade. Father Pavlicek traveled to villages, towns, and cities, carrying a statue of Our Lady of Fatima and inviting people to join in prayerful processions. At first, many were afraid, but seeing others praying the rosary inspired courage and hope. Before long, the movement gained momentum, attracting not only ordinary citizens, but also high-ranking officials, such as the Prime Minister, different politicians, priests, and even bishops. In 1955, after 8 years of tirelessly spreading devotion to Our Lady, the rosary processions had grown to include 500,000 people, roughly 1/10 of the Austrian population. Just imagine, 500,000 people gathered in prayer for the conversion of sinners, world peace, and the freedom of their country. However, things were not as bright just yet. You see, throughout the years, more than 260 peace conferences were held in hopes of removing the Soviets from Austrian soil. But these efforts only resulted in the Soviets tightening their grip on Austria. That is, until 1955, when, to the world's surprise, the Soviets announced their intention to withdraw their troops from Austria. On May 15th, the month of Mary, the Soviets signed a treaty guaranteeing the independence of Austria. Then, in October, the month of the Rosary, the last Soviet soldier left Austria. Finally, through the intercession of Our Lady, the country was free. In Vienna, a large procession gathered, with people holding candles and rosaries while carrying a statue of Our Lady of Fatima, whom they thanked for their liberation. "Today," proclaimed the Prime Minister, "we, whose hearts are full of faith, cry out to heaven in joyful prayer, 'We are free. O Mary, we thank thee.'" On September 12th, the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, thousands gather in Vienna annually to express gratitude to the Mother of God for her intercession in liberating their country from communist domination. As Father Pavlicek famously remarked, "Peace is a gift of God, not the work of politicians." And with that, our story concludes. As we soon conclude the month dedicated to the Holy Rosary, let us never forget the profound power of this prayer. Despite its simplicity and taking only about 20 minutes to pray, the Rosary has demonstrated its remarkable ability to drive away evil forces when all human efforts have failed. Moreover, through the Rosary prayed for sinners, we can obtain conversions and bring about positive change in the world. Our Lady of Fatima said, "Many souls go to hell because they have no one to pray for them." Therefore, let us continue to embrace this powerful spiritual weapon, trusting in its efficiency and seeking the intercession of Our Lady in all our endeavors. Now, as promised at the beginning, I want to invite you to take part in something very special. Throughout November, 30 Holy Masses will be offered for the souls in purgatory. If you'd like your deceased loved ones included, please follow the link in the description below. Registration closes on 31st October, since the Masses begin at the start of November. Don't miss this opportunity to help the souls most in need of our prayers. As Padre Pio used to say, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.